I'm Sue O'Brien. With me today is Terry Lynn Gagnon. She is in charge of the public relations and scholarships for the Thompson Festival of the Arts. Welcome, Terry Lynn.
Hi.
The Thompson Festival of the Arts has been a long-time fixture in the city. So how long has it been running?
The Thompson Festival of the Arts is moving into its 54th year.
And what's the purpose of the festival?
The purpose is to showcase many performers and artists. Our participants benefit from adjudication in their chosen disciplines. The festival believes in promoting opportunity for individuals to participate in artistic growth in the area of music, dance, speech arts, and visual arts, and to be able to share this with their family, friends, and our community as a whole.
What are some of the disciplines that festival participants can showcase their talents in?
Dance, piano, strings, instrumentals, speech, vocal, and choral, and visual arts.
And who can participate?
The festival is open to anyone to participate. Most entries are children in grades kindergarten through 12, with most of the competitive categories starting after grade 3. There is also an adult category where they can receive adjudicator feedback. Even though Thompson is not the only place that celebrates the arts, our festival is unique and reflects the culture of our community.
How and when can participants register?
Students can register through their school or register during the registration day on February 22nd at the school board office between 10 and 2.
Is there any cost for them to register?
Each discipline has a cost. Yes, it's a very small cost.
Why is it important to offer our children and others in the community a chance to showcase their talents?
There are many reasons it's important to our children in the community. One reason is the research shows that involvement in the arts shows associated gains in math, reading, cognitive ability, critical thinking, and verbal reasoning. Art learning also improves motivation, concentration, confidence, and teamwork. For some, this is the only opportunity they may share their talents with their families, friends, and our community, giving them pride in their chosen disciplines.
Each discipline is adjudicated or judged. How do you go about getting adjudicators for the various sessions?
So AMAF provides a list of adjudicators that are available throughout the province. So discipline chairs use this as an option. Other options that we have used is networking with past adjudicators or fellow members of the community, and we go based on recommendations.
Are most of them from outside of the city, or are you able to find the qualified judges here?
Yes, most of the adjudicators do come from outside the city, but we always look within the city first.
Besides having the chance to share their talents with Thompson residents, are there any other benefits to participants?
Yes, participants get the chance to be adjudicated. There are also awards, medals, and some scholarships that are presented at the Highlights concert.
And what are the dates that this year's festival events run?
The dance discipline is March 13th to the 14th. Piano, strings, and instrumentals is April 16th to the 17th. Speech, vocal, choral is April 29th to May 1st. Visual arts is May 11th to the 14th.
Typically, there are programs available to the public for purchase so they can check out the schedule of events. When will those be available?
So there are programs for the Highlights concert that can be picked up at the concert. A list of dates and locations will be posted on our Facebook page for the rest of the events.
And the Thompson Festival of the Arts always wraps up with Highlights concerts. What are they and when will they be held this year?
The Highlights concert is typically at the end of May and it will be announced.
Where do they usually hold it?
At the Legman Theater at Artie Parker.
Well, thank you, Terry Lynn, for giving us a heads up on the Thompson Festival of the Arts. I encourage everyone to get out to the various performances and concerts and support our local talent as they pursue excellence. For Thompson Today on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Sue O'Brien.